From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The hunt continues for some of the attackers in Tunisia. Tunisia's parliament called for a day of solidarity after gunmen opened fire at one of the capital's top tourism sites, killing 19 and wounding more than 40 others. Prime Minister Habib Esid said the shooters were wearing military-style uniforms when they hunted and chased down tourists at the National Barto Museum in Tunis before taking a small group captive. Police killed two attackers in an operation to free the hostages. Authorities said they were searching for up to three potential accomplices. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry was among officials around the world who also condemned the attack and offered support for Tunisia. Jen Psaki is a spokesperson for the U.S. State Department.
We extend our heartfelt sympathies to the victims' families and loved ones. We commend Tunisian authorities' rapid response to today's wanton violence and their efforts to resolve the hostage situation and restore calm. The United States stands with the Tunisian people at this difficult time and continues to support the Tunisian government's efforts to advance a secure, prosperous, and democratic Tunisia.
In a television address to the nation Wednesday evening, Tunisia's president said, "I want the people of Tunisia to understand firstly and lastly that we are in a war with terror, then these savage minority groups will not frighten us." Islamic State militants may have committed war crimes and crimes against humanity in Iraq, including genocide against the Yazidi minority. That according to a new report released Thursday by the UN's human rights chief. The document submitted to the UN Human Rights Council details killings, abductions, torture, and other violations described by more than 100 witnesses and survivors. This is VOA News. U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama is in Tokyo to promote a girls' education initiative to help the 62 million girls in the developing world who are not in school. Japan does provide girls equal access to education, but VOA's Brian Patton reports the country does have one of the worst gender gap ratings in the world when it comes to women in the workplace after they graduate from school.
In Tokyo, Mrs. Obama announced the Let Girls Learn initiative while meeting with Japanese First Lady Akie Abe.
But I know that for every girl like me, there are so many others across the globe who are just as smart, just as capable, just as hungry to succeed, but they never have the chance to go to school.
Mrs. Obama said the fact that 62 million girls are unable to attend school is a profound waste of human potential. She enlisted Japan to provide $340 million to fund empowerment and gender-sensitive education programs. Brian Patton, VOA News, Seoul.
China and Japan have held high-level security talks for the first time in 4 years, another step toward mending ties that were severely damaged over territorial dispute. The deputy foreign ministers of both countries met Thursday in Tokyo for a day of talks, with both sides expressing hope for continued improvement in relations. The talks, which also included defense officials, had been held regularly since 1993, but they were canceled in 2012 after Japan nationalized a group of islands claimed by both countries. That incident led to a serious deterioration in relations and resulted in both sides sending fighter jets and patrol ships near the islands in an attempt to assert control over the area. The center-left frontrunner, defeated in Israel's parliamentary election, said Thursday his party will not join the next government and accused Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of rousing voters with racist remarks on Election Day. Isaac Herzog said his Zionist Union, which finished second in Tuesday's vote, would sit in the opposition as a counterweight to the nationalist right-wing governing coalition that Netanyahu is poised to form. Herzog told Israeli Army Radio that the vote showed that the nation wants an extreme right-wing government. The resounding victory by Netanyahu's right-wing Likud party was a stunning turnaround after a tight race that had put his lengthy rule in jeopardy. The latest tally from Tuesday's vote shows the Zionist Union got 24 seats compared to Likud's 30. Forces loyal to Yemen's former president stormed a section of the international airport in the southern port city of Aden Thursday, triggering heavy gun battles with security forces. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.